This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, writer Will Salatin on political buzzwords, how to understand what presidential candidates mean. Plus, the human guinea pig takes weird jobs and lives to write about them. But first, on Tuesdays, Day to Day tries to get its accounts in order with the help of personal finance writer Michelle Singletary. Her column, The Color of Money, is syndicated by The Washington Post. Today's topic, budgeting for the first big personal expense in the lives of many couples, their wedding. Michelle, hi.
Hi.
Hi, you say that there's one important first step for couples who are planning their wedding, and what is that?
You know, the first step is to actually talk about money. So many couples rush right to wedding budgeting, and they haven't established a budget for themselves, their life, how much money is coming in, how much is going to be going out. So the first step actually is to take a step back and look at your own personal financial life that you will now be merging, and then come up with a budget based on how much money you actually have. Sounds so simple, and yet so few couples do that.
Well, it's because this is a special day, a special occasion, and you want to make it more special, and that usually means more money.
That's right. But you know what? This is just one day, and hopefully in a life of many days. And I just don't happen to be one of these people that, you know, think you should go nuts and crazy over a wedding. I mean, so many people are spending money they don't have, or parents dipping into their retirement fund to fund a wedding where most of the people there you aren't going to know, you're not going to be able to speak to, and quite frankly, we prefer not be there in the first place.
What is the average wedding cost today?
You know, depending on the area where you live, obviously if you live in California, New York, it's higher, but anywhere from $10,000 to $40,000 for a wedding.
I understand there are actually companies that specialize in loans for weddings.
Oh,
is
ridiculous.
That
ridiculous.
You wouldn't go to that.
Absolutely not. You spend what you have. When it comes to your wedding, you ought to have financial integrity. You ought to have the money saved up. It ought to be cash. Or if you're going to put it on your credit card, be able to pay it for it when you get back from the honeymoon. And just do what you can afford. It does not have to cost a lot of money.
So you're saying you could cut back costs on flowers.
Absolutely. You can cut back on flowers. You can cut back on the big rage right now is wedding videos. I mean, these elaborate productions where you bring in two photographers to videotape the wedding. 10 years down the road, are you really going to be watching this? And listen, it costs anywhere from $300 to $1,500 for these wedding videos. So, you know, 10 years down the road, you're looking at this wedding video on your shelf, and that's like $1,500 sitting there collecting dust.
Okay. But look, you've got these two people. They're in love. They're going to get married. They've each got families who are coming. Say one person, the bride or the groom, is trying to convince the other, we should pay attention to Michelle and try to live within our means here. What can you say? What would be the one thing you would advise the frugal member of this couple to say to the other to convince him or her that you could save a little something?
Say, listen, honey, decide what is the most important thing for you. If it's the dress, then we need to cut some other places. Perhaps we can't arrive in a horse-drawn carriage or a vintage car. Compromise and try to be rational with them. But listen, this is the first test of your financial marriage. And if you can't come to a conclusion, you may need to think about whether this is the person you want to marry if you can't have some financial integrity and come up with a budget that fits the money you actually have. And lastly, you know, don't try to hit up your relatives and friends, because this is how some people think, well, we'll just, you know, put out the word that we want money. This is not an opportunity to hit up your relatives.
Wow. That's plain enough advice. Michelle Singletary is a contributing writer for Day to Day. Her column, The Color of Money, is syndicated by The Washington Post. For a link to Michelle's columns and a web video offering more wedding advice, go to npr.org.